All right, 17 minutes before 8 o'clock.
Yarmouth has much to offer visitors by way of scenery and history. You might be surprised to also find exotic Cuban food. Michael Carbello emigrated from Cuba to Yarmouth and now helps run the Shanty Cafe. It's a social enterprise for the Yarmouth Association of Community Residential Options. And it's the talk of the town. The CBC's Jennifer Henderson dropped by.
I want you to tell me about the Cuban things on the menu. Were those your idea?
Yes, they were my ideas. Well, you got to understand, a Cuban being here for so long starts missing Cuban food. And I just had to come up with that. And, of course, everybody welcomed that in the community here. As you can imagine, there's a lot of people in the Atlantic provinces that travel to Cuba all the time. And I thought, what a better opportunity than to bring that to the cafe in a community where that needs more ethnic food. So why not? And of course, these are recipes that I bring from home. My mom used to make the plantain soup for me, the black bean soup for me, and I just kept it here. She never would let me come close to the stove. That was her area. But here I had to improvise, and I got this close to making the recipes as good as she makes them.
Now, your Cubano sandwich is so popular, I understand there's often not any left by this time of day.
No, they run out fast.
So are you going to make more?
Oh, yes. We're constantly making Cubanos, more Cubanos. It's a very special process. We marinate them Cuban style, then we roast them, and then we serve them on a bun that is made right here at the Shanty every day fresh. And people appreciate that. People love it, and they come from the fresh taste and for the natural and homemade. And that was actually our first signature sandwich. We started with a Cubano, and so far it's one of our best sellers still.
You said you were a long way from home, Michael. What brings you here? Why are you in Yarmouth?
My wife. My wife met me down in Cuba, and we got married, and that's how it all happened. The rest is history.
How long have you been managing the Shanty?
1 year. I've been working for Yakko for 1 year.
Is it a good fit for you?
It's a perfect fit for me. I love food, and I love people. I worked in the tourism industry in Cuba for a little bit, and I find that I have a good personal skill. I like interacting with people. I know a lot of people in the community, and I guess that's a good anchor for bringing people in and letting them experience what we have to offer and what the social enterprise offers.
Are you seeing any pickup in tourism?
Yes. Yes, it's increasingly starting to show. It was a little slow in the months of May, June, but now we definitely get a huge number of tourists coming from the boats. And they come here in the mornings and they have their breakfast. We have groups that are actually residents in Yarmouth during the summer. They have residences in Yarmouth or around. They come for breakfast.
You can maybe tell me what's in the Kabir, or a little bit about your chef. Can you tell me about how did he come here?
Yes, Kabir was actually, he approached us because he was having difficulty finding a job. He had been here in Canada for a couple of years, and he was being employed but part-time. He came to us looking for full-time employment, and we saw the opportunity in bringing him to our Shanty Cafe, where we were already offering diverse food and ethnic food. We, of course, capitalized on that opportunity, brought him in, and he started being creative, brought the Indians amongst us. He created the Kabir. That's something out of his own mind. It's a recipe that is made with ground plantain, and it's cooked with Indian spices, put into a patty, and then it's served on a shanty bun with a sauce that he prepares. It's a mint and cilantro sauce. It's got tomatoes, onion, cheddar cheese, and it's delicious.
Oh, it sounds really delicious. The CBC's Jennifer Henderson speaking with Michael Carbello at the Shanty Cafe in Yarmouth. And more on that story on CBC News tonight at 5 o'clock. In Parsborough right now, 19 degrees and cloudy.